I'm just kidding.
What's happening,
we're not
man?
Doing...
What's happening, dude? I feel like we did. I walk through a portal.
It's like you have PTSD.
To a time I'm trying to forget.
You don't know what it was like to be there.
We're not
the
doing that anymore.
Happening.
Next chance to win tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium. It's coming up at four o'clock. Are you okay?
I'm going to be okay.
Do you need a hug?
I'm just talking through it.
Hello, Brian Williams of NBC News. Phil Collins is a master musician and songwriter. But did you know he is also an avid juggler, finger model, and licensed ice road trucker? He speaks fluent Farsi and diffuses bombs as a relaxing pastime. It's true. Bank on it. Oh, and continue enjoying the broadcast.
Gotta wait for it. Only now is it safe to talk.
Yeah, otherwise we get complaints.
We'll have a petition passed around. There'll be people out front with torches and pitchforks.
It's starting to really become ridiculous when they're talking over the ends of the songs and the beginnings of the songs.
They'll say things just like that.
Yes.
The only thing that we can do to talk them off the ledge when they get that way is offer them bribes.
Give them free stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what we are doing.
I love free. Hold on a minute. Did you say free stuff?
The Classic Rock Time Capsule, it's become a beloved institution on this program, which this program is the heartbeat of the Southland, if you haven't heard it already. Coming up, I'm going to ask Christian a question about rock stars making citizens' arrests.
Wow, and you'll that's a very specific topic.
It is very
topic.
Specific.
Yeah.
It's
a quickly review.
And if you can best his thinking, then I will give some tickets to the Doheny Booze Fest. 888-696-1003. Let's take caller 3. And we'll do that now. I said now. Music's next on 100.3 The Sound. I want to dip my feet in the classic rock time capsule. I'll just turn it up.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It sucks it's not television because your face was amazing. People really miss. I want a camera that faces just under your grill for just moments like that.
Shut up.
Sorry, dude.
Okay, it's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Tuesday. It is the 26th of April, 2016. And on the phone, I'm told we have Regina from Alhambra. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right, you hands free?
I can be.
Safety first. Me first, says Mr. Safety. Yeah, pull over so we can play a game here at the end, and we can give you something lovely. Now, we'll start off with this. Christian, a question, as I said, about some vigilantism by okay. rock stars coming up in a moment. But first, let's talk about...
We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do.
Ringo Starr history on this date in 1968. He records one of only two Beatles songs that he writes, Octopus's Garden. Then, exactly one decade later, this date in 1978, NBC airs his special Ringo. You remember this? I remember seeing it when it was on. It's a retelling of Mark Twain's The Prince and the Pauper, where Beatle Ringo Starr and his Nudnik doppelganger, Ogner Rats, Ringo Starr backward.
Yeah, I got you.
Ogner
yeah,
Rats. Yeah. They're born at the exact same time, and it is not good. Angie Dickinson's in it, Vincent Price, Carrie Fisher. It's on YouTube, but I'm going to implore you to spend your time doing
anything
else.
Right.
But watch that. You won't ever get that time back. This is the day in 1994 that Jefferson Airplane singer Grace Slick pleads guilty to pointing a shotgun at Marin County Police the previous month. Yeah, that's right. She pointed a shotgun. She claims she was under stress because her home burned down the previous year. You're lucky to be alive after pointing a shotgun at cops and shouting, "Kill me!"
Wow.
Yeah, she did that. And she's alive to tell the story.
Good Lord.
She just got 200 hours of community service for that, as a matter of fact, which is good.
Okay, seems
so
fair.
Let's bring Regina back into this question. Christian, today in 2003, who catches and detains a knife-wielding intruder in a Southern California home? Is it Ted Nugent, David Lee Roth,
right,
or Axl Rose?
Ted Nugent would have shot him, so that's not the correct answer. I'm going to go with answer 2.
David Lee Roth?
Sounds like a knife-wielding homicidal maniac sometimes.
Regina, what do you think?
Who did he say, David Lee Roth?
Yes. David Lee Roth.
I'm going to agree.
Was I right?
That is right.
Yes.
Diamond Dave. Yeah, he finds an armed assailant trespassing on his property, but the intruder had brought a knife to a gunfight.
Right, don't
and
do that.
David trains a shotgun on the guy until authorities arrive. How terrifying. I don't mean for Dave. I mean for the guy who has to listen to him talk until the fuzz comes.
Hey,
half
Bob,
hour
what
lift.
Are you doing, buddy? Coming out with you?
Dilly billy bop, dilly bop. Let's see. What should we let that ne'er do well play us out? No, let's do Grace Slick and Jefferson Airplane.
What did Hold she win first?
What did you win, Sammy?
Tickets to the Doheny Blues Festival.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice.
All right, hold on, Regina. And while you're getting your information into Sammy, we're going to listen to some Jefferson Airplane. It's 100.3 The Sound. Playing for pride today, Christian. Yeah, we're now tied in song fight.
Yeah, not after today we won't be.
I know, that is true.
Yeah.
However it works out, that's true.
Well, we know how it's going to work out. I'm gonna put you in the dirt again.
See, that is just the kind of cocky talk that I think should take you down a peg in the estimation of our listeners. Keep that in mind when you're voting in a little while.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Now, here's some pride from you, too. You like how I did that?
Yeah, clever DJ.
Long, long time.
That's one of my favorite ARP sounds.
And that is for the layperson.
It's the old keyboard. Yeah, like if you ever saw a synthesizer that had to look like a telephone exchange box, it's that kind of vibe. Beautiful moment.
Pretty good stuff. Honky Chateau is the album on that one.
Looks like his own grandmother now.
Fight!
It's time for Song Fight.
Yes.
Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and we don't know what the other one's picked. It's up to you to tell us which song wins, because we think good art should be argued about and,
yes.
and
you
wagered
suck
on.
At this.
We're tied.
We are.
Go ahead. What do you pick?
Andy, coming off of yesterday's sweet, sweet victory where I put you in the dirt with a song you said was perfect for quilting to, I'm going to pick up the tempo a little bit and also play homage to our current home.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what I thought. And the video is so good.
I think it's pandering.
It's Newman.
I love Randy Newman.
So good. We also saw him get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together.
Yeah, met him.
Awesome.
He's a cool, good, a cool
Did
dude.
You?
Yeah, like 15 years ago, old radio station, Channel 103.1. I asked him about short people.
Yeah.
I said, do you have anything against short people? He's like, didn't before I wrote that song.
There we go.
Very, very talented man. All right, Randy Newman's. Why am I? Should I even pick a song?
Nope.
God, you suck. Well, let me try anyway. Let me give it a shot. I choose this one.
Man, that is a blistering. Man, that's good, Chanley.
I'll do record. Those were the best times. Most of all. You're my hero, beauty.
Ooh. Man, I'll lose to this one.
Stone in Love from
so
Journey.
So good. Well done. Well done.
All right, so if you think this song wins, you text A to 21003. If it's Christian's I Love L.A. by Randy Newman, text C to 21003. Don't text and drive. That's dumb. Standard rates apply, and we'll have the results after 6, and we'll play the song in its entirety, whichever wins after 6. And we'll give away some G&R tickets, and we'll do that in just moments. Get your pipes ready. You're going to have to sing for your supper on this one.
Oh. Really going for that Marconi Award this year, aren't we? We're really...
They're tickets that you need.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
You'll have to scream.
Yeah, no, it's all in there. It's all in there.
Really is claptrap, yeah. Isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium, August 18th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10. But I'm going to give some away right now. B-caller, Sammy looks bored in there.
Yeah, let's give him something to do.
B color
100.
Third 37.
The caller 37?
Yeah.
All right.
Caller 37. Yeah. That'll take him 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you have to scream like Axel. So be ready to do that. Get a little more of this.
I can't believe that Slash came in and did this for us.
It's really amazing that we got GNR to do this.
It's amazing.
We're chuffed about that. Let's do this.
I just completely forgot about that.
It's Matthew McConaughey in my Lincoln MKX. I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel, which is gross, wishing I had a rag to towel off. But I always feel that way with AITA.
Andy in the
all
afternoon.
All right.
So we only play the song so we can play that Matthew McConaughey
it's
thing.
It's true.
Worth it every time.
He's got a lot of names. Ziggy Stardust, Thin White Duke, David Bowie. And Christian has three names. Christian James Hand. He's going to break some down.
This guy, maybe.
They pulled in just behind the fridge. He lays her down.
Just the rhythm section of that.
Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the band on there. She took his ring.
It's the whole song.
Sounds like Johnny Cash song.
Took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything. She wants a young American.
This is without horns, keyboards,
guitars.
And guitars.
Yep. It's a rhythm section.
Standing right through the picture window, she finds a slinky vagabond. He calls as he passes a foot in my steam.
It's just that his ability to change the character of his voice from song to song to represent what he's singing about,
yeah,
is it's a lost art, man. Nobody does that anymore,
really,
you know?
Where are all Papa's heroes gone? She wants a young American.
A lot of that's lost in the song.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
those are all country inflections, too.
Really
all that
is.
Stuff.
Yeah, the walking bass.
Yeah.
Well, Christian does this stuff in more depth when you see him live. Next one coming up May 14th.
May 14th, Swing House. If you go to the 100.3 The Sound Facebook page, the ticket link is there. There are 6 tickets remaining, and they will go. So we'll hopefully see you there.
All right. Andy in the afternoon and 100.3 The Sound. By the way, it is never right to sock a woman on the jaw.
Never.
You ask the question. It's never.
No.
Never.
Well, sometimes. No.
Nope. 100.3 The Sound. Who's this?
My name is Leslie.
Leslie, do you want to see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium?
I totally want to see them.
Then let me hear you scream like Axel.
Welcome to the jungle!
Oh, that was great, Leslie. But sorry, you called it 36.
Yeah, it's unfortunate,
awesome.
If only.
Oh, man, you guys suck.
I'm kidding. You're calling it 36.
Okay. Did you hang up on me?
I had to stop you before you hung up and threw the phone out the window. Yeah, you're going to see them on August 18th at Dodger Stadium.
Awesome.
Hold on, Leslie. I'm going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I got some bad karma coming my way.
Yeah,
next chance to win tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium August 18th and scream like Axel is 8 a.m. with Mark in the morning. They're going to do the Dodger Stadium August 18th. Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10, but you can win them all week long here on The Sound. We've got classic rock from Led Zeppelin and others coming up. And in just a couple of minutes, you got behind the scenes at the Broad Museum downtown. A hot ticket. It's months before you can get a ticket. Christian's going to tell you about his experience in just a moment, so stick around. This is The Sound. Hoo-ah! Christian got into the Broad Museum downtown. Everybody wants to get in this thing. It's a couple of months' wait. The tickets are free, right?
Yeah, it's very difficult to get into this place, but it is awesome. And I saw this particularly touching, moving, musical exhibit from this Icelandic director who had his friend's band playing. It's all these screens. This thing, I found out, goes away on Sunday. If you go and line up, you can get into the Broad. It's a bit of a wait. It is totally worth it just to see this one thing that's going away. It's called The Visitors, I think. It's Sunday. It leaves. I'm going to try to get back down there on Saturday to see this. If you're a music fan and an art fan, go to the Broad to begin with. But specifically for this one piece, you have to see it. I wept the entire time because I'm a bit of a poon.
It's true.
You know, I mean, let's just be honest
That's
about
the takeaway from this talk.
Broad, Christian's a poon. Covered, we're good.
This has been Art Talk with Andy and Christian. Andy in the Afternoon.
It's just like NPR, only slightly not.
Hey, coming up in a minute, we're going to recap Songfight. If you missed it, or 10 minutes until 4. I'm going to need your help on this one today. I'd like to go ahead of Christian because I like to hold it over him.
It's not going to happen, pal.
It will if they listen to me as I whisper.
That makes it more intense.
Yeah. What were you going to say? I cut you off there.
I was going to say you're still going to lose.
Oh, okay. Bye for now. So we were just talking about, I went to Vaughn's today. You know, they've got that Monopoly game they're playing. You get the little things at the cashier, you know, when you check out, they give you the Monopoly things and you win prizes.
I go to Ralph's.
And McDonald's is also doing the Monopoly thing now.
Sure.
Shouldn't somebody have a Monopoly on Monopoly? Does that seem on the theme?
That was a long way to go.
Fight. It's a true story. Things I think about. Hey, it's Song Fight. Today, we got a barn burner. Every day we pick a song, each of us, Christian and I, at 10 minutes till 4. And then you tell us by a vote by text which song wins. Just a, you know, gut feeling on which one's better. He picked this one.
Hate New York City.
I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. If you've been to a sporting event any time in the last 30 years, you've heard this song.
It probably got played.
People dressed like monkeys.
I love that our version is clearly off of vinyl.
It totally is.
It's beautiful.
And then I chose the one. I'll come back to this.
Thanks, please.
I chose this one by Journey.
I mean, this is so good, dude.
So good.
Those crazy nights, I do remember in my youth.
It's a good Bring On Summer song.
Yeah.
Both of them are, actually. So, if you think my song here wins, you text A to 21003, this Stone in Love.
How far into I Love L.A. have we gone at this point? Let's see.
I can switch back over.
Yeah, we hit the hook.
And if you think Christian's song, I Love L.A. wins, then text C to 21003. Don't text and drive, and standard rates apply. We'll have the results after 6 o'clock. We'll be well into the 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock that we're about to start here in just a few minutes. So stick around, all right?
From the west side to the east side.
I mean, the song should win, Andy. We're broadcasting in L.A. With a heartbeat, man.
This one's really good.
It's really good, don't get me wrong, but it's not heartbeat of the South.
You shut up. We'll play some classic rock for you next on The Sound.
Whatever.
And it's supported by Chevy Silverado. Get into your Southern California Chevy dealer today and find more than you expect for less than you imagine. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Also in this 100 minutes, it's National Pretzel Day. Get ready to celebrate with us.
That's radio.
Sounds like a hoot. It's The Sound. We've got 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock on this National Pretzel Day. Christian James Hansen here, producer Super Sammy, programming assistant Josh Flieger. We're all going to celebrate by throwing some back. Here we go.
Oh, we fail for having beverages available. Delicious. It's going to be a little tough.
When is National Drink of Water Day?
That's 2 weeks from now, so we're in some serious trouble. I feel like I'm chewing on grout.
It's pretty dry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like sawdust.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's an award-winning break.
It's 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. Christian, we're continuing with Don Henley's The Boys of Summer. You know what Boys of Summer are? That's baseball players, nickname for them. From the Cardiac Kids to the Brew Crew. The Baby Bears to the Pale Hose. Red Legs to the Wahoos. Motor City Kitties to the Trolley Dodgers.
Right.
I had to write all that down. I don't know anything about baseball at all.
I thought it was about the scene from Top Gun where they were in the playing with the boys. I thought was the sort of boys.
Dodgeball and the... Yeah.
This is it's not that?
It's different. Christian, dig into some Steely Dan here.
Jeff Skunk Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a dude that invents, like, nuclear missile defense systems and
right.
stuff.
Yeah, he's a missile defense expert.
If I tell you more about it, I'd have to kill you. But I can play this without having to do anything to you.
I like that better. Yeah, it's good.
Got some sustain on his mustache as well.
Do it again.
And nothing like that's not C major.
No,
it's like that is enough pedestrian chord choices. I think they were having some jazz cigarettes while they were playing some jazzy chords here.
What I can't believe is this is their debut album.
Yeah.
This is their first album in 1972.
It's got to be one of the strongest ever.
Christian, I can't wait anymore. I need to play my shaker.
Do you? You're the Skunk Baxter of shakers, buddy. I'll be honest with you.
Pretty
it's no joke. All right, let's see if you can hold it together and say the call letters.
It's Andy in the Afternoon from 100.3, The Sound.
Well done, buddy. Well done. Now turn the mic off and start growing a mustache.
All right. You know what I'm looking for?
I at this point, I fear anything that's going to come out of your mouth when the mics go on. What?
I'm looking for a hoodoo. There'll be a hoodoo down there.
Yeah.
Go down the bayou.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing I was worried
about.
Or that's
one of us, I guarantee. Yeah. Looking for a hoodoo. Hoodoo. It's a real thing, a hoodoo. I'll tell you hoodoo in song fight just a few minutes after 6 o'clock here on the sound.
Come on, man!
Round one, fight!
It happens every day at 10 till 4. Christian and I each pick a song, and then you vote on it. Tell us which song wins. It's just a gut feeling. It's apples and oranges, but it's all for fun. And Christian pulls out a song today. Randy Newman, I Love L.A. How am I going to possibly beat a song like that?
Well, you did.
68-32% is how I'm going to beat it.
I don't mind taking this loss, pal.
Feels good. Crank this up.
I do remember. Sing along.
We're giving away tickets to GNR, Next Chance, 8 a.m. with Mark in the Morning. We're doing it all week long. Christian, are you not going to break down anything from Guns N' Roses?
Well, Andy, it's interesting you'd say that because I got this little diddly squiddly right here. You might recognize it. It's one of the greatest leads of all time.
Oh, it's the best riff of the last 30 years.
And then he gets so pretty.
I love those tones of a Marshall and a Les Paul.
Gold top.
Clean tone. A flanger.
A little chorusy flangey action with some doubling. Directly from the Def Leppard playbook. Out of love. Out of you, yeah. I never knew it did that little modulation thing. That's interesting.
Awesome.
I mean, we could sit here and just listen to this entire thing, which I would love to, but I got a feeling the Beazlewitz will get us on the phone and be a little bit about the, hey, let's not do that anymore thing. Right. So let's play Guns N' Roses, Andy.
Let me hit the alarm.
Yeah.
8 a.m. tomorrow. Want to see him at Dodger Stadium.
Do we have any tickets tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, babe. All right, well.
Oh, by the way, Christian, you brought up a good point.
Yeah.
GNR tickets?
Yeah.
Next chance to win is 8 a.m. That's what we're doing all this week, Mark in the Morning. But we're also giving away a pair during this program tomorrow.
Much more important.
I know. Yep. To us, to our paycheck, to our livelihoods. So please listen tomorrow and join in what people all around California are calling the heartbeat of the Southland, Andy in the Afternoon.
Well, when you say it's heartbeat, it's mostly people, it's you and your wife, and occasionally me.
It's a start.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yep, it's a step forward.
Anything else you want to talk about? A couple tickets left for your little thing?
My little thing on the 14th.
14th, he's going to break down some music?
Possibly some Eagles, maybe some Who. We'll see. The tickets are available. There are six remaining, according to the website.
Well, that sounds great.
Just go to the Sounds Facebook page.
And lap those up.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Goodnight Song next, and also some Cars. It's classic rock. Rita Wild is on the way on the Sound.
Oh.
Hey, good night, everybody. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. The heartbeat of the Southland. Andy in the Afternoon. Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish.
You can see us on Facebook Live.
And a prayer. That's the
doing this say. Live.
Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow. I know
Good
night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams.
Don't mock my singing. You.
It was lovely. Here's a wish.
And my grandmother told
and
me.
And a prayer that every dream comes true. And now until we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, baby.
I don't know if I like what you did.
I took something out of me that one, man. I really.
It was original, though.
I went back.
Here comes Rita Wild. Woo! Good night.